Turning our attention now to another issue, and it's an issue that's gaining momentum. A number of different groups really getting together on the political front, claiming to represent farmers or rural Ireland. A new farm group was launched in April at a meeting of some 300 farmers in Athlone in County Westmeath, with support for the group said to be growing massively. The Farmers Alliance, as the group called itself, has been established following an initial meeting in February, organised through Ireland's Farm Discussion Group Facebook page. One of the main drivers of the new group, Lee McLaughlin, who set up the Facebook page, indicated that the response to the new group has been very strong. And with me on the line to talk about it in more detail is George O'Malley of the Farmers Alliance. George, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Yes, good morning, Jerry.
George, tell me what the aim of this group is. Are you a new political party, or is it your intention to set up a new political party?
Well, can I just start by saying, first of all, that the idea was Lee McLaughlin, the sheep farmer in Inishowen, to do something about representation for farmers. There was a growing belief that farmers were not being represented, and indeed landowners as well, that may not necessarily be farmers themselves. So as a result of that, the first meeting was in February, and it was very clear from that and what happened in the weeks afterwards that the issues which people were concerned with went beyond farmers, farming and rural Ireland. And in fact, most of the people that's contacting us now, they're women, and a very large percentage are actually from urban areas. So to address your question about party, you know, there's a lot of hankering back to the past, to the 1940s and Clonmacnoise Parliament and a farmers' party. And, you know, some TDs have been speaking about the need for a farmers' party. The issue which is affecting the country now is not just about farming and farmers. And the mistake that's been made is the mistake which Clonmacnoise Parliament made in the 1940s and 50s, is the very reason they were set up was to actually stabilise the rural population. But when the population continued to decline, which it did in that period, and when it dropped by 10%, they no longer had the critical mass to actually elect their men and women.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. So, as it were, it lost its way. The same mistake has been made today. Like, farming does not stand on, it's not an enclosed order. It does not stand on its own. It relies on the community, the other side of the divide, i.e. the consumer, and particularly the urban people, to actually buy into this in every sense of the word. That's where two-thirds of our population are or more, is in the urban areas. No attempt has ever been made by farming organisations to cross that divide in this country, and that's one of our main tasks.
So rather than the Farmers' Alliance, you're talking about an alliance of a different kind, with urban and rural, to represent what, though, George? To represent what? How do you feel that people are you tapping into a perceived disconnect between, you know, the farming representative groups that are there, the many rural independents that we have in the Dáil who are raising rural issues every day? What's missing, I suppose, the question I'm asking, that you'll fill?
Well, first of all, the farmer organisations are not representing the farmers or the landowners. Like, nothing can be further from the truth. Very early on, we raised two issues. One was, you know, the input cost for farming, and the other one was the actual added value in the processing of the produce. Farmers are paying too much for the inputs. That's controlled. They're not getting enough of the actual added value. That's too little. They're actually price takers, not price makers.
Yeah.
And I know you probably have some questions later in relation to food inflation. So that's the first thing, to represent them. Now, other landowners who are property owners living in rural areas, they're not being represented either. We had a classic case there which came to our attention, and there was a very high representation at our launch in Athlone. People affected by the Greenway route from Galway to Athlone, I think there was 30 people came to the meeting. Why? Because there is an agreement entered into by one of the leading farm organisations with local authorities, which allows for, in the end of the day, compulsory purchase and acquisition of land in order to route greenways through their land.
But how would a farming organisation have a say in that? Normally what happens is the local authority would say they'd negotiate with the landowners, they'd get a yay or nay, and then they come forth to report this order. If it happens, they make a decision. If it can't get green for everybody, they go down the road. Farming organisation can't agree to that, surely. That's a decision for the local authority to make.
I'm glad to hear you say that. They have signed up to that agreement. There are guidelines put in place.
I'm afraid I don't understand how that would work, George. What is a farming organisation? It's the landowners and the local authority. That's who's on either side of a CPO. Now, maybe the farming organisation have said that's fine and they're not opposing it, but that doesn't mean they've signed up to it in terms of signing a contract saying, yes, you're allowed to CPO these people's land. Surely that's not the case.
They have signed up to a draft list of guidelines, Jerry, with the local authorities, which basically it gives the imprimatur.
Right, okay, well that's different to signing up. I just misunderstood that. That's different to giving permission or allowing a local authority, because ultimately it'll come down to the landowners, and they can, as has happened in this county, they can take court cases, they can go to judicial reviews, they can use the law on their side to try and argue their case if they oppose to it. Let me ask you this question, George.
Yes, but that has happened, and that is one of the fundamental reasons for why the Farmers Alliance is actually in existence. Because the farming organisations are not representing the people.
Okay. Separately, 15% of the population said in a poll on the Sunday Independent, the Ireland Things poll at the weekend, they said they'd give their number one preference for a candidate standing under the banner of a new rural party. Of that 15%, 6% is coming from people who support an independent candidate, other party or AN2, 3% from those not aligned to any party, 3% from Sinn Féin, and 2% and 1% from those who intend that they vote from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So is there room for a new organisation on the political agenda like that? Or would you just take from independent voters primarily?
No, well, what we are, as it were, vision and position in relation to this, as it were, political agenda is, first of all, we're not talking about a new party.
Right.
We're definitely not talking about a new rural party or a farmers party. A rural or farmers party will not work. It will fail. The other big problem is the problem with the whip. And most, if not all, of those independents that are currently there, 22 of them, they have their own little thing going in their own constituency. And they have this number of additional perks which they have as a result of that. You wouldn't want to disturb that. What's needed really is to agree a platform of issues which they are all talking about individually, but they need to sign up to collectively. Too much talk has been had in relation to the formation of a new party and a farmers' party, and it's frightening the horses, to be honest, and it's unnecessary. What you need is this alliance of independent TDs, which will give them the comfort of, subscribing to a handful. There's only a handful of key issues.
Yeah, a handful of principles.
And they
wouldn't be under a whip system.
No, absolutely not. Like, that whip system, in general, is a disaster. It's a disaster because it really ties down everything for anything that party leadership wants to do. But it's certainly not applicable here. And it's a showstopper.
Okay.
No question, doubt at all about it.
One of the issues at the moment, George, is the cost of living. The government talking to us about supermarkets and all of that. Farmers are in the middle here and under pressure. Would you be concerned? Would that be something you would be focusing on in terms of, like you said, the price takers and price makers in this possible supermarket war we're going to have now?
Well, most definitely. But you see, the farmers, the primary producers, are hostages. Because I can't think of any other enterprise, for example, than if you take the dairy sector. The dairymen, wave bye-bye to their milk today, and they're told approximately in a month's time what they're going to get for it. Like, I don't know of any other business where the principals have to operate like that. And so as a result of which, the real business is done once the milk leaves the farm gate. And at that stage, The owners of the milk and the processing of it, they have a free hand between themselves and the retail sector to engineer prices up and down as suits their business model. The farmers have no say in it. So the meeting today, as I understand it, which involves the IFA, is spurious. It's meaningless. What you need to do is strengthen the farmers in their collective position to ensure that they get better prices for their produce.
Sure.
Take, for example, the sheep sector. The margin last year per ewe was €7 to the farmer. That's outrageous. When you look at what the actual cost is, you want to see more transparency,
I suppose, from processors, from factories, from supermarkets, what they're earning, what their profit.
Transparency.
Yeah.
I don't need to see more transparency. That's their own business. I need to see stronger, greater strength in the position of the person who owns the primary produce, which is the farmer, in how they actually deal with the processor.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It starts there.
George, tell me about your view of the EU. Do you support membership of the EU?
The EU is at the root of all of our problems, really. We are not in charge of anything here. The way that governance is done here now, that is, you have Europe, you have senior civil servants, and you have county managers. Local authority councillors have no say. TDs have no say. God forbid if you're on the backbenchers. And the ministers are told what to say. And the public at large don't know what to say. And it's a total mess. There effectively is no opposition right now. There was a time there when a lot of people thought that Sinn Féin was the messiah.
Mm-hmm.
The shine is gone from them.
A lot of people still do, George. They're 31%. They're by far the most popular party in the country. And maintaining
that
lead.
That?
So how can you say the shine has gone off them?
Why is that?
Because they're providing an effective opposition, and they're telling people they have the answer. They're explaining their policies,
and
people like it, surely.
Can I answer the question?
You can.
They're riding so high because there is such frustration with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. But if you look at what's going on inside of the Dáil, on a continual basis, it's a squabble.
Okay.
They're continually arguing.
Would you be arguing in the Farmers Alliance to get out of Europe? Because that, in terms of frightening the horses, in terms of the views of the people of Ireland on whether the last 50 years has been good or bad from a European Union perspective, the view would be that it's been overwhelmingly a force for good in the country, economically.
I don't know where you're getting that from.
It's from the latest figures that have come out in terms of, and they're done continuously, opinion polls about Ireland's membership of the European Union. We're 50 years celebrated this year. And it's from living through the standards of living that we had in the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s and to where we are now economically. We have less than 4% unemployment.
I don't know where you're getting that from.
Okay.
The one topic which you raised there in relation to food inflation, can you remember a time in the last 50 years when this was a topic for discussion on the airwaves?
The 1980s?
No is the answer.
The 1980s?
Right? There is,
inflation was
there
rampant. Was we had huge problems with it in this country.
There's a large section of the population right now, Jerry, that are in actually they're under the poverty line, and they are from the middle classes. The number of farmers has dropped, full time and part time. The income of farmers has dropped, full time and part time. You don't need to look any further. Everything else is a smokescreen.
Okay, let me ask you this finally. There's a meeting, the Farmers Alliance meeting, in Castle Island Community Centre on Saturday at 6 p.m. Set up. This is from the Farmers Alliance Twitter page. I'm getting this now. So there'll be meetings there. Do you think you'll get much support in Kerry?
Yes, we do. On the basis of the feedback we're getting, the support is growing exponentially. And it's not just from the rural sections and the farming sections. It's right across the board. There's huge concern in the urban community about food security, food quality. Because we may, if the farmers are pushed to the edge here, and if, for example, the nature restoration law that's proposed by at European level, if that takes hold, it'll transform Ireland inside 10 years. And we'll all be eating insect and soya burgers from Lidl. That's the fear. That's the fear.
Is that a reality, though? Is that likely to happen in 10 years, George, in all fairness? We'll all be left not allowed to eat beef. We'll eat insect burgers from Italy. Is that going to happen by 2033? Is that what you're telling me?
That's the way that it's going, and we have no choice. Like, we have no choice in a lot of things. I hope it doesn't happen. But in general, Jerry, Ireland is about 15 years behind the international curve. It takes 15 years for the penny to drop. And that has a lot to do with the fact we're an island community. Like, the biggest producers of this food that I'm talking about is taking place with deep pocket funding from the US. It's taking place where? In the Netherlands, which is the second largest exporter of of agricultural produce in the world. That's what is taking place. People will have no choice.
Okay. All right, George, listen, it's been interesting. You're not planning a political movement, shall we say, a political party. You're looking to get politicians on side. You're going to be a farmers' representative organisation primarily. We'll see where it goes. But listen, thanks very much for giving us your view on the programme this morning.